Okay. This week we have two parshas. Achrei Mos Kedoshim. And I'd like to find one theme that appears in both parshas. And give a Musar Haskel from this theme that applies, that appears in both parshas. Pasuk begins, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe acharei benot Mos shnei b'nei Aaron b'karvosam l'vnei Hashem v'yemusu. So acharei Mos shnei b'nei Aaron, we know that's Nadav Avihu. And the question that's raised, so why aren't they called acharei Mos Nadav Avihu? Why does it say acharei Mos shnei b'nei Aaron? It should say acharei Mos Nadav Avihu. Right? Why are they referred to shnei b'nei Aaron? Say acharei Mos Nadav Avihu, not acharei Mos shnei b'nei Aaron. Call them by their names. Okay? This question is raised by the Zohar. The Zohar asks this question. Why does it say acharei Mos shnei b'nei Aaron? It should say acharei Mos Nadav Avihu. So take a look in the Zohar on page 3. Rabbi Yosi Achrei Mos Nodav Avihu mi boim lai. Shouldn't say Achrei Mos Shnei B'nei Aaron. Say Achrei Mos Nodav Avihu. My time is Shnei B'nei Aaron. Vayidia de B'noi Havu. We know that they were B'nei Aaron. El Hachitana. So what he's saying, and the Sefer Zev Yitrof explains it this way, is the point that the Torah wants to say is like this, that in someone's life there are stages. There's a stage where you're a Talmud, then a stage where you're a Rebbe, or whatever. In other words, there's a stage where you're a student, then you go to the next stage in your life, the next stage in your life. So, Nadav Avihu were still in the stage that they were B'nai Aaron. They weren't their own people yet. They were still the sons of Aaron. They were still in the Talmud stage. And their sin, and the Chassid Sofer says a similar idea, is they wanted to push. Dochek es hashoah means that if the time hasn't come, but you still want to go further before the right time has come, that's called dochek es hashoah. So the Zohar says they were in the begeder b'nei Aaron, meaning that they was not their own people yet. They weren't mature enough yet. They were still on the receiving end, and they already wanted to be Nadav Avihu. So that's what the pasuk saying. The acharei mos shnei b'nei Aaron. Their sin was that they were still in the level of b'nei Aaron. The time yet has not come for them to be Nadav Avihu, to be the leaders yet, and they wanted to push ahead before the proper time. And this idea, as explained in the Sefer Zev Yitrof, based on the Zohar, you can take a look. Is a similar idea that the Zev Yitrof points out is to the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin on page 4. Four lines from the bottom. I apologize, I forgot to put the brackets here. Four lines from the bottom. Ukvar hayu Moshe v'Aaron mahalchim b'derech. Moshe v'Aaron were walking on the derech. V'nodav aviyu mahalchim achareihin. And Nadav aviyu were walking behind them. Chol Yisrael achareihin. Amar lo Nadav laviyu. Emasa yamusu shnei zekeinim halalu. V'ani v'ata nan higas hador. He says, when are these people going to die already, Moshe Baron? And they will take over. So Hashem says, Amalam Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nira mi koveres mi. Let's see who will outlive who. And unfortunately, that's what happened. That Moshe Baron, even though they were much younger, outlived them. So this idea, as the Sefer Zev Yitro points out, is that same notion that the Zohar is saying. That they wanted to push ahead before the time. In other words, it wasn't the time that maybe if they would have waited their turn, so to speak, they would have been the next Moshe Aaron. But they wanted to push ahead before the time. And that's the yesod of the kilkel of Nadav Aviyu. That they were dochek as Hashah. They wanted to pull ahead before, you know, in front of the Zekeinim. They were still Bnei Aaron. So be Bnei Aaron now. You'll be a time that you'll be the Rosh Hashiva, you'll be the, but this is not the time yet. Wait. Everything in its proper time. Everything in its proper time. And this idea, I thought to tie in with the Pasuk in Kedoshim. That apparently, even though there are many interpretations of Nadav Aviyu, and I'm sure there was, they meant Lishma, but it was a certain lack of reverence that they had, especially according to the opinion of Chazal, that they were Mora Halacha B'Fnei Rabbim. So there was a special lack of reverence. There was a special lack of reverence that they had for the Zekeinim. Whereas their attitude was, you know, we got to push ahead now. Enough with these Zekeinim. You know, when are they going to die already? It's, you know, it's time for us to push ahead. And that's perhaps a lack of reverence to the Zekeinim. Now, Parshas Kedoshim, we're taught the mitzvah of Ibnei Seva Tokum V'Adarta Ibnei Zokim. And the Gemara tells us in Kedushin on page 7. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, when they say about talking about people call seva b'mashma. In other words, seva doesn't mean you have to be a Talmud Chacham, an old person. He's a seva. Amar Rav Yochanan halacha Isi ben Yehuda. The halacha is like Isi ben Yehuda, that you have to stand up when an old person passes by. Rabbi Yochanan have a koi mikami sabe darmai. Rabbi Yochanan would even stand up when non-Jewish came and passed by. Why? Omar kama hapartiki adu alayu. Look how much, you know, life experiences. You know, Rashi says mikros v'tzaras v'ro nisim harbe emofsim. In other words, they saw so many life experiences of Hashkochas Hashem, so even though they're Gentile, old people, you have to stand up for. Netani Rava make him Lokaim Hidra. Okay. So this is Mipnei Seva Tokum, is not a halacha that they're Talmud Chacham. There's a separate din that you stand up for a Talmud Chacham. And the Rambam brings this down on page 10 here. Perek Vav Halacha Tes. It says, Mishu Zokin Muflog Bezikna. Afal Pisha Einu Chacham Omdim Lefanov. That somebody who's muflag bezikna, even though he's not a chacham, omdim mefonav. Vafilu hachacham shehu yelet omer fnei hazokin muflag bezikna. In other words, even a young Talmud Chacham, he would say, I'm a Talmud Chacham, this guy's an old man, but he's not a Talmud Chacham, I'm a Talmud Chacham. Do I have to stand for him? So even a Chacham, Shehu Yeled, meaning a young man, Omed b'fnei hazaken hamuflag b'zikna. Ve'enu chayv lamad b'lo komoso ol kadei lahadro. Meaning like this. Let me clarify what how the Mepharshim interpret this Rambam, the Ketz of Mishnah, etc. That when we say there's a halacha that you have to stand in front of an old person, you know what that means? Meloko masa, like this. Not just like that. The mitzvah of standing in front of a zaken is meloko masa. It's what the Rambam is trying to say is, but if the person, the young person, is a Talmud Chacham, and the old person is not a Talmud Chacham, so there's still a Chiyav, but he doesn't have to do Maloko Maso. He could just do a Hider, meaning just bow down a little bit, just a shuffle like that, but not a Maloko Maso, because he himself is a Talmud Chacham. But he still has to respect the elder. So if he's not a Talmud Chacham, and there's an old person comes, then you have to stand below Komoso. But if he's the young person is a Talmud Chacham, and the old person is just old, he still has to give respect, but he doesn't have to do it below Komoso. He could just hider. In other words, because you can read. You see, the two ways you can read this Rambam. You can read the Rambam, Einu chayav lamad melo komoso, meaning that you never have to stand up for an old person melo komoso, just a little bit. But the Kesef Mishnah says that's not the pshat. Because the Kosef Tur, Einu yodei lama kosef she'einu chayav lakum b'fnei hazakin. So what's the pshat? So the Kesef Mishnah says, Efshar shalo omar she'ein tzarech lamad b'fnei hazakin melo komoso, hel yel chocham. She came to Tzrichim Linhol Gamkin, Sober Elol his Bazos Lokum De Zokin, he has so Hidr, Mokom Odom Sarech Lokum De Zokin. So it's the Torah asked on the Rambam, why does the Rambam say that the mitzvah of Mnei Seva Tokum is that you don't have to stand up fully, but that doesn't make sense. You should have to stand up fully. So the Kesef Mishnah says, no, the Rambam only meant it by a young Talmud Chacham who himself requires to be respected. So when he's respecting an old person who's not a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have to have Maloko Maso. But somebody who's not a Talmud Chacham, when it's an old person, then there's a Chiyav of Maloko Maso. That's the tour over here on page 11. Afilu zikne goyim mitzvah lahadron loko mitzas bitneim l'somcham biyodom. Lashon Rama Mishu Zokin Muflog B'Ziknaf Lepi She'enu Chacham Omdim L'Fan Of Afil Chacham She'enu Yelad Omed B'Fnei Zokin Muflog B'Ziknaf Me'enu Chayv Lama K'Kedei K'Moso O'Kedei L'Hadro. In other words, Afil Zokin Goy. Then he says, Ve'enu Yodea Lama Kosev She'enu Chayv Lokum B'Fnei Zokin K'Kedei K'Moso. We know that when the halacha is that you have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham, but you have to stand up for a Zokin, it's Melo K'Moso. It's not just to move around a little bit. It's only when they come into Yadal Ramas, and according to many poskim, it's only you only have to do it twice a day, according to many poskim. It's just like when you say Kriya Shema twice a day, you don't have to respect the person more than you respect God. So if he passes by you 15 times a day, you don't have to stand up 15 times a day. But technically speaking, the halacha is Maloko Maso for a Chacham and for a Zokin. It's just if a person himself is a Talmud Chacham, so then in the Zakin who's not, he just has to do Kedei Hidur. Oh. And take a look at Shulchan Aruch on this mitzvah, page 13. It says, Mitzvah Sesei Lakum Mitzvah Chacham Afil Eina Zakin Eliyot. There's one mitzvah that you have to get up for a Chacham, even if he's not a Zakin. Right? V'chein mitzvah lokum v'dei seva, d'hainu how much is seva ben shivim shana. That 70 years old is seva. So once a person is 70 years old, some are machmir even by 60, but migra did 70 years old. Once a person is 70 years old, you have a chiyuv to stand up when they pass by you. And the chiyuv is to stand up below kamasa, unless you yourself are a talmid chacham. So then you can just do a little hider, you know, just like this. But if the person is not a talmid chacham, that's the mitzvah of nei seva tokum. And halacha beis, the Shulchan Aruch writes, beimis achayv lokum ibnehem mishegiyo toch arba amosov. Only, in other words, you only have to stand when he's in your Dalet Amos. Actually, I've worked Mikhenag upon him. Okay. Okay. Now, so that's just some of those basic halachas of Ibn Seva Tokum. But now let's get to the Hashkafa. So the Medrash Rabbah in Parsha Shmini says, "Uzikne Yisrael, Amar Rav Yekiva, Nimshulu Yisrael Oof." The Klal Yisrael is like a bird. Maha Oof Hazeh Einu Parech Belo Krafayim, just like a bird can't fly without wings. Kach Yisrael Ein Yicholim Lasos Dover Chutz Mizikneim. So too, Klal Yisrael can't do anything without their elders, because the elders are like the wings. Without the elders, you can't go anywhere. And then the Medrash continues. Amar Rav Yosef bar Chalapta, Gedola Zikna, Im Zkenim Him, Chavim Him, Im Da'arim Him, Nidla Him Yaldus. And then he goes on. The many times we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave cover to the Zkenim. Lech Vasavta Zikna Yisrael, Vosa Tov Zikna. Hashem always said, bring the Zkenim, because the Zkenim are considered the wings of Klal Yisrael. The wings of Klal Yisrael. And a lot of times we neglect our reverence or Zizkanim. The Baruch Hashem, a lot of you still have grandparents that are alive, you know, and even though some of them might not be Talmidei Chachamim, but still there's an Inyan of Kavod, and there's an Inyan of wisdom that they could share with you, even if they're not learned people. In sense of Gemara learning or things like that. But they have other wisdom, life wisdom. And that's why we have to respect that. And that's why there's a mitzvah of Nei Seva Tokum. If Nei Seva Tokum means just an old person, even if they're not a Talmud Chacham, there's still a mitzvah of standing up, either to stand up fully, or if a person himself is a Talmud Chacham, then at least to do a Hider, just a little bit, but not a full stand. But that's... And even though another Vavihu, that was the area that they were lacking a little bit in their reverence of, even though they maybe meant well and they meant Lashma, but there was a certain lack in that area. There's a very interesting Sforno in Parshas Va'era that the Torah says in Parshas Va'era, page 16, El Roshay Beis Avosam B'nei Ruvein, it goes, tells you all the B'nei Ruvein. Then page 17, B'nai Shimon, and then it says B'nai Levi, right, and B'nai Gershon, etc. And then it leads you all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu's Yichus, right, because it says B'nai Levi, and Chazal say, Rashi brings down that the whole point of mentioning all these things, well, Rashi says, Lama Nimnu Shnosos Levi, to tell you how long the Shebud was. So you'll be able to know when Levi was born, you'll be able to know how long the Shebud is. But the Sforno says that the whole point of mentioning who Reuven was and who his sons were, we didn't really care about that. And we didn't care about Shimon and his sons, it's all to lead up to Levi. Because Levi was the one who was going to produce Moshe Rabbeinu. And it was all to lead up to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the Sforno makes an incredible comment on page 19. It says the second arrow. Av Levi sheherich yomim al kulam. Yidel gamis b'nei bonav lahavinu la'oros. He says Levi had a mila that he lived a little bit longer than the others. Right? We'll see. Rav Henoch points out he lived a couple of years longer. How many years longer did he live? Well, take a look. 137 years. And that was longer than the other Shvatim. So what was the godless, the couple of more years? So Sforno says that he was able to teach Torah to his grandchildren. So Levi not only taught Torah to his son, but he taught Torah to his grandchildren. So he had the sons Gershon, Kosher, Merari, right? So he taught Torah to his grandson Amram, who was Moshe's father. So, and we'll see. Rav Henoch Leibowitz points out just because he lived, these people also lived long. So what's the point that he taught Torah to his grandchildren? And this is repeated also in the Sforno and Mishpatim of the Pasek es Mispar Yomecha Amole, that I'm going to give you a long life. So the Sforno says the same thing. You get a long life so you can teach an extra generation Torah. And he quotes at the end of the Sforno on page 21, you see that that's what happened by Levi, Kohas, Amram, that they lived long lives. So Rav Henoch Leibowitz in the Chiddush HaYalev says, take a look on page 23, on the right side, the column that begins, V'inei Levi lo herich harbe shonim yosem me'echov. Levi Mace, he was 137. Yosef was 110. Right? Shimon was 120. Yehuda was 119. So they all lived pretty long. You know, one was 119, one was 110, he was 137. So it was like 10 more years. But the word in 10 more years is that he lived is that he was able to teach Torah to his grandson Amram. So that means that Moshe Rabbeinu, whose father was Amram, had a connection to someone who went back two generations, not just one generation. And he said that's what made Moshe, one of the ideas why Moshe was so special, because he had a connection to his father who not only connected with the generation before him, but connected with the generation even before that. And that was, says Rav Henoch, was the godless, part of the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. That, in other words, the greater Mesorah that you have to the past, that, you know, people always looking for new things and the young, and there's nothing wrong with the young, but you should never neglect that if there's Canaan around, to take advantage of getting to know older people, learning from them, and especially your own grandparents. A lot of times you take it for granted that you have grandparents. A lot of people never had grandparents, and a lot of people who had grandparents don't have grandparents anymore. Well, you still have that opportunity of having a kesher with grandparents, so you should take that into. And then he says that, says Rav Henoch Leibowitz, that was the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a father who had a connection not only to his father but to his grandfather, so went back an extra generation, and that was a greater level of Mesorah. And that's part of the reason that we have such respect of such a Mesorah, that and you know, it's Rabbi Yagi told me that Rav Lessin, the Mashkiach, and who was a Mashkiach here in the Yeshiva before Rabbi Blau, always used to quote the Rashi in Parshas Devarim on page 24. It discusses the Meraglim. Vatikruvun Eli Kulchem. Katomu nishlacha anoshim lufaneinu. Right, you all came to me and you asked for miraglim. So Rashi says, v'irbuvya. Lolan omer v'tikrum alai kol roshay shivtechim. Also crave a haisa ogenis. Yiladim chabdim sakenim. But avalkan v'tikrum alai kolchem v'irbuvya. Yiladim dochvim as sakenim as kem dochvim as a roshim. In other words, the problem v'tikrum alai kolchem means it was a hodgepodge. That the younger people were pushing ahead to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu before the older people. It was all bi'irbuvya. That's how Rashi explains what tikkun ulei kulchem. It was sort of what we said before by Dadav Avil. They were pushing ahead. They were the young people pushing ahead of the old people. And that was, as opposed to in Vaschanan, by Mar Mehar Sinai, it says in page 25, Ehi, going to page 26, B'shamachem es kol v'tocha esh, v'tikkun ulei kol roshei shivtechem v'zignechem. That by Mar Mehar Sinai it was done in the proper order, that they let the older people go first, and then the younger people, then younger. But by when they were asking for the miraglim, it's Rashi says, "Batikruv Rai Kulchem." It was birbuvia, and that's a big yisod, Rabosai, that the Nadav Avihu were, you know, overstepping their bounds. They were trying to be. They were still Bnei Aaron, and they wanted to be Nadav Avihu. They wanted to be their own people before they were ready to do it. And that was a lack of Mipnei Seva Tokum. And Seva, as Rav Hanech points out, that was the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. That he was from Levi, from Amram, who connected to his grandfather Levi. So he had a Mesorah that went back from his father to his grandfather to his great-grandfather. Because Amram was connected with his grandfather. So he had a Mesorah that went back more than anyone else. And to tie it into Pirkei Avos, it says in Pirkei Avos a distinction between Halomei Torah Menaktanim. So that's like eating grapes that are not fully ripened. Halomim menazakenim, that's like eating ripened grapes. And the Medrash Shmuel quotes, what's the difference between the grapes? He says, Yidia nikneis mizakin hu kishosa yayin yoshan, shekol shmarav heim divdolim imenu. V'nishar zach. He says like this, that a young person still doesn't know to differentiate good from bad. So when he says over Divrei Torah, he doesn't have it, you know, mavura, the ochel from the psolos yet. So he's saying over certain good things, certain not good things, not so mature yet. But the zakein is like the old grapes where the sediment is removed from the wine. So what he gives over is much more mature than what the yelet gives over. And that's the difference between the moment and hayelet, who's still has the shmarim in what he's teaching. He still has the impurities in the wine. And whereas the moment and hazaken, the moment of somebody who already has thought about this and he already knows to be malchin. And then the Mishnah says sometimes you can have a younger person who has a quality of a zaken, who has, but the idea, because it says yesh, you can have al yesh kochem kam chodosh mola yoshen. Sometimes you can have a person who's young in age, but is like an old person because he has the maturity. And sometimes you can have an older person who is kam kam yoshen is mola chodosh, who doesn't have the maturity. But the Mishnah is saying that the maturity of understanding what's good and what's not good, what's a good pshat and what's not a good pshat, that's a certain level of a maturity to understand what's the pashtut, what's not the pashtut, and that's the idea. But the point of the shir is the pasuk in Iyov, miskenim esponon. That's the pasuk in Iyov that says that one should learn from zkenim, and zkenim literally learn from mature people, learn from zkenim. And should take advantage. You know, grandparents, no one's around forever, and especially grandparents aren't around forever. And if you have that opportunity, so learn something. Learn some wisdom from them. Learn, you're not going to necessarily learn a posis from them. In some cases you will. But you can learn things. You can learn how about life, how they dealt with life situations. And, it's an opportunity that you have when you're still young and you still have grandparents. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what the Rav Hanukh explains this morning. The godless of Moshe Rabbeinu lied in the fact that he was a son of Amram who knew his grandfather. The other ones didn't know their grandparents, the other people. So they only went back three generations. He went back even a generation. And it was only because Levi lived, the whole significance of Levi lived 10 more years, got another generation in that he was able to communicate. Those 10 years is another generation. The other Shvatim also lived long, but like 10 years shorter. They missed out on teaching that next generation because they were still too young, and they missed out. And that's the Yisod of Osai, the Mechabit Kainim, you know, learn the lesson of, none of Abiyu did wrong, and the big Seva Tokum is standing up from the Seva, even a Seva Shogai, even a non-Jewish, because the Torah is important, but there's a in life experience also is something to learn from, even if it's not a poster. A life experience is something you can learn from people, and you can learn from the Chokhmah of experience, you know, and that's something very important, you know. Experience is something that is very valuable, and older people have more experience, and you should always listen. Ultimately, you have to make your own decision, but it's always important to have a connection to this Canaan, and not to, you know, in a world where, you know, especially this world of computer age, where everything's rapidly getting more modernized and more, you know, and sometimes we forget the significance of the Hashivas of Canaan. Because everything might have been the computers, and you can get this quickly and that quickly, but with all the computers and all this fast-paced technology, there's something that you can get from Canaan that you can't get from all this technology and all this certain, like Rav Shach always says, certain Yerushalayim from Canaan, a certain wisdom from Canaan. And as Rav Hanukh said, that's what the Sforno says, that Moshe Rabbeinu had that Maila over everyone, that he had that extra Mesorah. And that's what the Medrash says, that Klal Yisrael is like an oaf, and the oaf has wings. Without wings, he can't fly. So the wings of Klal Yisrael are his cane. That's the wings of Klal Yisrael, and that's the soul, the connection between Chet Nodav Aviyu, mentioned Achrei Mos, and the mitzvah, they say, Vakatokum in Kedoshim.